Thanks, Audrey. Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. So sometimes at church, you're wondering, where do those readings come from for today? We are a part of a lectionary that speaks to all sorts of churches, Episcopalian, Anglican, Roman Catholic, and so that's where these come from. And when we see these readings grouped together, they're very intentional. So what's going on in each of these readings is that in Acts chapter 1, Jesus is talking about how the believers are united because they've brought in Matthias. So they're a full group, 12. In the reading that Audrey just read from Revelation, the thought there is that there will be a time when all God's people are united and together as one group in a beautiful, new, heavenly Jerusalem. And then here in our text, our gospel text from John chapter 17, we hear about Jesus' prayer of unity for believers for all time, that that will be their special witness to the world. And so that's what really ties these readings together. Let's go ahead and read our gospel lesson from St. John, the 17th chapter. Jesus said, "I do not ask for these only, but also for those in the future who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one even as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and love them even as you loved me. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am, to see my glory that you have given me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, even though the world does not know you, I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will continue to make it known that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.